Blog Talk Radio.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you, 4:03 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. I am your host, DJ CVP, and I'm trying to, as we speak, get my friend Daryl back on the phone. I had him on the phone, but somehow we got disconnected. I don't know how. So, So let's try to get him back on the air so we can get started with the show.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Kentucky, the place where
right here?
Yeah.
Steve, are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here.
What happened?
I don't know. You got disconnected from me somehow.
Sounds like he gone.
Right in the middle of the song, you got disconnected.
Yeah. So, what's a good thing to talk about today?
I don't know. Well, welcome to Blog Talk Radio and KSLP Internet Radio. I'm your host, DJ CVP, on location from beautiful 31 degrees Sun Valley, Idaho. And my co-host is Daryl Wynn, on location from Charlotte, North Carolina.
And it's 60 degrees here.
It's 60 degrees there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess first we ought to talk about the NFL playoffs this past weekend. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. We ought to talk about the playoffs and how we did as far as our picks.
We know you did good, Steve.
How good did I do? I don't remember.
You're ahead.
I'm ahead.
You're rubbing
overall,
it in. Yes,
overall.
You are.
Overall.
Yeah.
What is my record?
I don't have a record with me.
Oh, okay.
He wants to know what his record was. But you are ahead. I mean, Amy is telling you.
I don't
want to
hear it.
She said she don't want to hear it.
Okay, well, what about your picks for this week?
I'm going with Indianapolis,
uh-huh.
And I'm going with New Orleans.
Okay, what about Amy?
Amy, he wants to know your picks.
I don't know. I'll tell him later.
She'll tell you later.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going with Indy and New Orleans. I'm going.
Yep.
Oh, this is hard.
She says she'll email it to you later.
Okay, this is very hard. I have racked my brain for the last couple of days after doing so well this past week. I've racked my brain trying to figure out the winners. And what I came up with was, and I'm probably going to end up going 0-2 this weekend, but I'm going to pick Minnesota over New Orleans. Yeah. And I'm going to pick Indianapolis over the Jets.
Well, you can't go 0-2. You go 1-1.
No, I can go 0-2.
I don't think the Jets are going to beat the Indianapolis Colts.
Well,
I'm sorry. Rex, how you say his name? Rex Humber.
Who?
The Jets coach.
Oh, Rex Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The man that thinks he knows everything.
Oh. Okay. Well.
You can give us a call at 917-388-4571, or you can give my co-host. You can call him, or you can call us at the same time, and you internet with both of us.
Yeah, you can call me at 317-850-1572 and speak to me through mine, or you can speak to Daryl through 917-388-4571. We're on together for the next 51 minutes, and then I will continue on with all music for the next hour afterwards. But Good times. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
what you think about that coach you got hired in Buffalo?
What coach? I haven't watched hardly any TV today.
I forgot his name, but they hired their coach.
Except for the Young and the Restless, you know. I haven't watched anything else today. So.
Yeah, but Buffalo got their coach.
Now you're talking about the Bills? Buffalo Bills,
yeah.
Or you're talking about
yeah.
the college team?
No, the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Who? I wonder who they got.
They got somebody. He took Dallas in 89 and 90 to the playoff. He was Dallas coach.
Okay. Well,
So, yeah, he has coached Dallas. So they got their coach today. So their number one thing is going to be a quarterback. Staying with the same one they got or going with a new one.
Yeah.
And I don't know who their quarterback is right now.
I don't either.
Well, who's Buffalo's quarterback this year?
I don't remember. That's the thing.
But it's and then they got to worry about Ocho Cinco.
Oh, God.
Terrell Owens, is he going to stay up there?
Or as Skip Bayless, you know who Skip Bayless is.
Yeah, watch him on First and Ten.
Yeah, as he calls them, Team Obliterator.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. That's exactly what he does. And So
anybody got any input on that, who they hired today at Buffalo, give me a call at 917-388-4571. And if you think Terrell Owens should stay with Buffalo one more year, or should he be packing his bags and going somewhere else?
He ought to go to the CFL.
Or Canadian Football League?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play with the damn Eskimos up there in Saskatchewan or whatever the hell, you know?
You have a bigger field to play with.
Yeah, well, big field for a big ego.
Yeah, he does have that. He does have that. But, excuse me. You know, and we ain't heard nothing from him from the offseason either. You know how he usually talk and say something? He's been quiet during the offseason.
He has been quiet. He must be held up somewhere.
I mean, that's surprising for him. I'm surprised he ain't said he want to be traded. He coming back. He just been hush.
You know, no telling with him. That's the thing, you know.
Oh, you missed a good game last night, too.
What's that?
It's only one undefeated team left in the NCAA.
Texas lost?
Yeah. I gave you the score.
I saw a very little part of that game, and then I got busy watching a few other things that I was in.
Yeah, they lost 71-62. Kansas State did beat them, so there's only one team undefeated, and that's Kentucky.
Well, that's not surprising.
Now, watch Kentucky fall.
Yeah.
If anybody else got an input on that, you call me at 917-388-4571.
Or you can call me at 347-850-1572, either number, and you get to speak with both of your co-hosts today. So,
hey, Steve, do you think, I know he ain't saying it, do you think he'll stay up there in Buffalo? Or you think we'll hear from him later?
I think the way it is, I think it depends on which your schedule won't come out. People's schedule won't come out until April. Usually comes out right before the draft. But I think it depends on how they do in the draft. And, you know, if they do poorly in the draft, then he's going to, I want to be traded, you know. Or if he doesn't agree with a quarterback situation or, you know, enough snow on the ground in Buffalo or whatever the case may be with him, it could be anything at all. He will do that. I think he will, you know, demand to be traded or, you know, ask for more money or put a sock up someplace we don't want to know about, you know, whatever.
I mean, he's a good football player. He just mobs out too much.
He is a bum. There's several bums in the NFL. He is one of them. Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco is another one. Those two could, you know, win scum ass of the decade, okay? the award for scumass of the decade in the NFL. Those two guys right there could win it because they're both bums. So.
Yeah, but they get paid.
Yeah, they get paid, but they talk a lot. They talk very too much smack.
Yeah, they do do that.
So.
You know, it might be a lockout next year.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Not this year, but next year, yeah.
Yeah, this year coming.
No, 2011.
Oh, not this year?
No. No, it's in 2011.
So actually, they got one more year.
Yeah.
They got one more year to play.
Hopefully, they can avoid that. If they're smart, they will avoid a lockout.
Come on, now, this is a National Football League. Come on.
I said if they're smart.
All they want now is money.
I know. But, you know, they're going to decimate 32 local, or I'm sorry, not 32, 31 local economies. The reason I say 31 is because there's two teams in New York. So
they're
going to decimate 31 local economies.
They don't care. It's all about but they don't care. It's good about the salary cap.
I know. That's the problem with them.
It's what you get. What the owners want to pay, and what the player rep want to get.
Mhm. Yeah, that's very true.
And so if you're a rookie coming into this league this year, hopefully this is not your last year playing before the walkout, because then you got to sit out. Next, the following year, hopefully they don't have scabs come. Please don't.
Well.
Please don't do that again. That was sad.
Well, it might be sad, but, you know, if there's people that want to play football for the love of football and not for the money, then I'm all for that.
But they're not getting paid anything.
They're still getting paid something.
They're getting scab pay?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't do it for free. They still get paid a little bit.
Very little.
Yeah, like the league minimum.
And I don't know what the league minimum is.
I don't know either. So.
But hopefully it won't come to that. Hopefully we won't be talking about a walkout. Hopefully everything will be solved and you won't have to worry about it.
Well, you know, basically I know there's 32 owners, but there's only about a handful of them that you know of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Jones, Robert Kraft, besides Wayne Weaver, who I know. I don't know him personally, but I know of him. The only two I know of is Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft of the Patriots and Jerry Jones of the Cowboys. Wayne Weaver. Al Davis of the Oakland Raiders. Other than that, I mean, the Rooneys in Pittsburgh. Other than that, I don't know the names of most of the owners. Arthur Blank in Atlanta is another one that I know of. But there's only a few of them that, you know, are basically in control of everybody else, you know. So if they want a strike, they're going to have a strike. So.
And it's stupid.
It is stupid, absolutely. Because there's no sense in it, because there's so many jobs that are lost, either temporary or permanent, from football going on strike. No good can come from that at all.
No, but you can't tell them that.
Of course not. Because they're idiots.
They know
everything.
No, they know everything.
Yeah, they think they know everything.
Yeah, but they don't. And see, the bad part about it, see, you don't hear, and that's one good thing. Anybody got anything on this, they call us at 917-388-4571, and see, give you a number.
347-850-1572 is my number.
And you could be connected with both of us, and we can answer any questions you have. And you know, Steve, in baseball, basketball, hockey. Okay, I was missing sport. You don't hear about no strikes. Baseball ain't talked about a strike since 72?
94.
94, okay.
Yeah.
That was their last strike.
Yeah.
Basketball, I've never had one.
And hockey's was a couple years ago.
But basketball's never had one.
They've never had one. They've avoided one. Wow.
So, the only others, and see, football, they just had one, what, 70, no.
Wasn't it 87?
Yeah. So, this would be their second one if they do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the baseball has a salary gap is higher than the football.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball players get much higher pay than football.
Yeah, but they also play more games.
Yeah, but you know the one thing I really hate in all sports?
What?
And I hope anybody disagree on me, call me at 917-388-4571. They don't have a good pension when these guys retire.
No.
They don't. The union doesn't help them in the football, baseball, basketball. I don't know about hockey. I don't know if the union helps them or not. But once they retire, they basically on their own. They get some money, but that money runs out after a while.
Yeah.
There's no retirement for them.
Well, if you're
making... And that's a bad point.
If you're making, you know, $7.8 million a year, you know, and then you don't save your money for retirement, then all I got to say is boo-hoo on you, you know?
Steve, how many players are saving money for, okay, they got wives, they got kids, okay? You got some decent players that'll do that. And how many players go out here, drink it up, smoke
pour
it up.
Pour it up.
Steroid up.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, there's all the money right there. I mean, hell. You know, Obama wants to create jobs. The whole damn country needs to go into the steroid business. There you go.
Now, Obama's
jobs
done
galore.
Good now.
Jobs galore.
Hey, he's done good for the last 3 weeks.
Don't get him started on that.
He heard you.
I didn't know how
Steve did. I know. Excuse me, ladies. We know this is a talk show, but me and Steve do go off and talk about other stuff on the sports show. If you have anything to say on it, it's 917-388-4571. And my wife said...
817-850-1572.
My wife told me don't get Steve started on Obama. So, Steve, I'm going to take your voice because you heard her, so you laugh. So.
Yeah.
We won't get started on him because we know, she said, we know how you like Obama.
I might say a word or two after your portion of the show is over. But...
He's a good man.
Daryl?
What? Amy keeps telling me Daryl.
Yeah, I know. I hear her.
But, Amy, he has done good for the last 3 weeks.
She
can't say nothing negative about him for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, good Lord.
I want to find some duct tape if you don't stop.
They can give you a new for the air. I just hope they can hear her over the air. She said good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now back to football for a second. I just see, I'm looking at this now. It says record tying 53 non-seniors applying for NFL league draft.
Wow.
That means juniors and sophomores.
Yeah.
53.
No, that's juniors and seniors.
No, non-seniors.
Oh, juniors and sophomores.
Yeah.
Wow. See, it's players today don't even finish college.
Yeah, I know.
Because there's so much money out there. Your dream.
It says six All-Americans applied for the draft.
Who?
So, it says defensive backs Eric Berry of Tennessee, Joe Hayden of Florida, defensive end Derek Morgan of Georgia Tech, tight end Aaron Hernandez of Florida, linebacker Roland McClain of Alabama, and wide receiver Golden Tate of Notre Dame. Six All-Americans.
Okay, and when they don't make it, they go back to school, they can't play?
Well, if they don't get
it. I take that back. They can play as long as they don't get an agent.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they go out there on their own and they don't get an agent, they can come back and play.
Yeah.
But once you get that agent, you can't.
Yeah, because, then it's, It says Oklahoma quarterback Sam Bradford, the 2008 Heisman Trophy winner, also declared, along with Mississippi quarterback Jevon Snead, Notre Dame quarterback Jimmy Clausen, Southern Cal running back Joe McKnight, Cal running back Jahavid Best, Florida defensive end Carlos Dunlap. That's the bum that was drinking and driving that caused Florida their perfect season. And Penn State linebacker Navarro Bowman.
Wait a minute, you call a Florida guy a bum? Wow.
Remember, I called him a bum after the SEC championship game, because he is the reason that they lost.
Amy laughing at you.
Well, he is a bum. If he's the reason that Urban Meyer had all those health problems. You know.
Well, he still haven't retired. Well, he still haven't quit. He's still recruiting.
Yeah, I know, but.
I don't understand this, Steve. Why would you say you're going to step back and relax and you're still recruiting?
That don't make
no sense to me.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know what it is. Since I'm not there. Okay. All right. Here's who the Bills hire. They hire Chan Gailey.
Steve, I got to get off the sports thing very quick. Amy wants me to ask you on the sports show. What about the lady that locked the baby up in a car in Florida?
I heard about that. That happened in Jacksonville, and I reported on that on my Facebook page yesterday. That woman should be the 2010 Mother of the Year. Not.
If anybody else got anything on that, give me a call at 917-388-4571. And you can get input on that, too. No, she shouldn't be the mother of the year. She should be put in jail and shackle.
Yeah. Yeah. To say the least. And
remember he coached Dallas in 89,
I think, yeah.
Yeah, but he took them to the playoff, but they lost both playoff games with him.
Yeah. It says Bills hire Chan Gailey, who gets second chance to prove himself as NFL head coach.
Okay. You got to worry about a quarterback now.
Former 49er head coach Mike Nolan hired as Dolphin defensive coordinator. McAllister retiring from football after rejoining Saints in ceremonial role.
Wow. Is he any good, Steve?
Who?
Champ Bennett, what do you know of him? Is he any good?
Who?
The new Buffalo coach. Is he any good?
Oh, I don't think so. No. I remember briefly. I mean, I remember his little cup of coffee with Dallas, and I don't know what his record was. Let me click on this and see if I can find out, see what his record was. Let's see.
Well, he took him to the playoffs.
Let's see. Okay. He Gailey has spent 15 of his 38 years of coaching in the NFL. In his 2 years coaching the Dallas Cowboys, he went 18-14 and led the team to consecutive playoff appearances, both losses. He was dismissed after the 99 season, and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has acknowledged his mistake in firing Gailey.
Wow.
And then Gailey acknowledged he didn't know if he'd get another opportunity to be a head coach again. So.
But he did.
Yeah. So.
All right, on that note, Steve, I will go to a song and we will be right back.
All right.
Yeah, 1 second.
Your heart like no three words could ever.
KSLP Internet Radio and BlogTalkRadio.com. I am one of your hosts, DJ Stevie P, broadcasting live on location from beautiful 28-degree Sun Valley, Idaho. That was Stevie Wonder with I Just Called to Say I Love You. And I don't know what that noise was at the end of that song. It sounded like somebody sneezed. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was hanging sleeping.
What?
It was Amy sneezing.
I thought it was somebody sneezing, and I was like, what the hell was that? Because I could hear it over my phone. It's because I put myself on mute so I couldn't, you know, people wouldn't hear me. And all of a sudden I heard this, ick, you know, this kind of like a mouse sneezing. And it's like, what the hell was that? So,
yeah, he had to take his phone for a minute.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. So we got 23 minutes left of this show, and then we got another hour on mine for some of my best favorite music from the 50s through today. And
you're doing a music show.
Well, I'm continuing on and playing some of my favorite songs. Like I tend to do, you know, which has obviously become a little bit popular with among the people, obviously, you know.
Yeah. Your friend might call into your show this evening.
Yeah.
She don't want to call into mine. And,
I asked her to. She said she didn't know anything about sports, but, you know.
You don't have anything about
who
sports.
Does? I don't.
I don't either. All you got to do is call 917-388-4571. That's all we do.
Yeah, we wing it. And you can call me at 347-850-1572, or like Daryl said, 917-388-4571. And, you know, talk to either one of your zany hosts here. And it's a live show. Anything can happen. I've said that before, believe me.
Yep.
When my computer freezes up and I have dead air, and I've said that before. I try to do the best job I can do here. But I'm broadcasting live from the KSLP Internet Radio Studios, also known as my dorm room, here in beautiful 28-degree Sun Valley, Idaho. Now, just a note for those of you out there that did not know, a 3.3 earthquake hit Yellowstone National Park this morning, and then they had a 3.6 earthquake about 2 hours ago now that lasted a little bit longer. It was probably located about 15 miles southeast of West Yellowstone. So
well, the other
that's,
one was
that's
hit.
A,
the
that's
first
a,
one hit 10 miles.
Yeah, well, between 10 and 15 miles. Yeah, so that's around the area of Old Faithful.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If anybody don't know where Old Faithful is, that's in Wyoming, and it's a beautiful park.
That is part of Yellowstone that it's a geyser that goes off approximately every 90 minutes or so. It does its thing and shows itself about every 90 minutes or so, and give or take 10 minutes. And,
hopefully that didn't throw it off. Hopefully everything will be okay. Yeah, Old Faithful is on a volcano, if anybody didn't know. So it's not active. It's not been active for a very, very, very long time.
Well, I mean, the whole area is geologically active. And, I mean, even with the geysers, that means that it's active. You know, the whole area, you know, could have volcanoes, earthquakes, or the geysers going off, and the hot springs. The hot
yep.
springs also is part of that geothermal activity in that area. But So, anyway, if anybody wants to talk about anything like that at all, or any sports or anything, just give us a call at 917-388-4571 or 317-850-1572. And like I said earlier, you'll be put on live with your zany host, Daryl Wynn, and DJ Stevie B. So,
Hey, Steve, the only way the Jets get a chance, Indianapolis gave it to them 2 weeks ago. Okay, they just said, here, you can have it, win it. We probably, I didn't think they'd think they'd see him again, but here they are again. It's going to be a different situation. Indianapolis is not going to hand them anything.
No, they're not. And they're playing at home. They're playing in the dome. They're playing at home. That's why I'm picking Indy to beat the Jets. And I picked the Jets last week, and I had somebody here on the bus last Friday. He said, why are you picking the Jets? The Chargers have won 12 in a row. I said, yeah, but I said, they're playing in an outdoor stadium. They're not playing in a dome. And I said, also, I said, everybody has to lose at some point. You know, they had won like 12 straight or something. Everybody has to lose it at some point. The reason I picked the three dome teams to win last week and was because I knew that the 12th man was going to be a factor. And it was. In all three of those games, it was a factor. Now, the reason I'm picking Minnesota this week is because Brett Favre has played in that dome before in a crucial game. He won his Super Bowl, the one that he won with Green Bay. He won it in that stadium.
Yeah.
Okay? So he has played in crucial situations before. Plus, he is from the area. He is from Mississippi. So there's going to be some people there that are going to be rooting for him, you know. And part of me would like to see Brett Favre and the Minnesota Vikings go up against the New York Jets, the team he played with last year, and because he did such a starry job with him last year, and now
he started out good. Now
both teams have done so well this year. The Vikings, of course, they got so many weapons in their arsenal. It's not funny.
Now, he started out good with Rex Ryan and the Jets. He started out good.
Yeah.
Remember, they had won like 6 or 7 games before he went bad.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I think, yeah, this is my Super Bowl prediction. You can hear it right now on Live Talk Radio.
But I'm scared now.
Brett Favre is going to win his Super Bowl for the second time in his history. And I'll say he'll retire because he didn't done what he wanted. He got 2 Super Bowl rings. He done what he wanted to do, and he could be complete.
Okay,
there won't be nothing else for him to do.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're picking Minnesota?
What?
To win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
How is that possible when you just picked earlier, you picked New Orleans to beat.
I know. I picked New Orleans. No, I know. I picked New Orleans. I'm gonna stay with New Orleans, but I believe Minnesota's gonna win. I'm gonna stay with New Orleans, but I believe Minnesota's gonna win. I think this is Brett Favre's year.
Uh-huh.
I want to see New Orleans go for the first time. Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're a good franchise. They got a good young team, and Drew Brees is a good quarterback. I just have this feeling that Brett Favre is gonna be over. Untouchable. He'll go to the Super Bowl. He's going to win this game. I'm hoping not. So get me here. I'm hoping not. I hope New Orleans win. But if Minnesota beat New Orleans, nobody's going to stop Brett Favre from getting that Super Bowl. Not the Jets, not the Colts, nobody. He's going to win that Super Bowl. And you heard it here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
from your host, Daryl Wynn. And he might say quit, he might. I think he'll say, it's it. I'm done. I got my second ring. I'm saying I'm retired. I am retired. I can't get nothing else. And basically, he can't.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's take another break. I'm going to play a song, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Drake Bell, and I Found a Way. Hopefully, Brett Favre will find a way here on
KSLP. And I'm going to hear your comment on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, he'll find a way here on KSLP Internet Radio and blogtalkradio.com. This is your zany host, DJ Stevie P and Daryl Wynn. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
All right, we're back to Lost Hall Radio. I'm your host. I guess I lost my co-host. His number's still up on it. Steve, when you get a chance, and come back. He's not talking. So now I'm going to hear his comment on what I said earlier. So we were talking about Brett Favre. I said he should win the Super Bowl. I hope he does. I mean, I think he will. But I hope New Orleans do win. I think they have a chance to win. But I just got this gut feeling that Minnesota's gonna win. So we shall see this weekend when Minnesota plays New Orleans. and the Jets play Indianapolis. We should see who comes up with that and see what happens. So on that note, we will see what else. He hasn't got back with me yet. So you can give me a call at 917-388-4571. No. You know, it was a football player that died. He was 26 years old. He played for Chicago. He had an enlarged heart. I give condolences out to his family. It's sad when somebody dies, and anywhere, sports, whatever, it's sad about it. He was young, and a young life was hard to lose. So hopefully his family's dealing with it okay, and they can go on from there. I don't know where he is, but his number's still up on me. I don't know if he forgot or he just left. All right. So, we're going to play another song. And hopefully he'll get back with me.
I'm back.
Wait a minute, he's back.
My Firefox, my Mozilla Firefox just went out on me at the end of that song. And I was hearing you, and I was trying to get back on, and I wasn't able to get back on. So, thanks for covering my ass there with the Slack. But all of a sudden, it just stopped. See, that happens to me during these live shows.
Wow.
Is that sometimes the thing will just basically, you know, say Mozilla Firefox has stopped working, and then it takes me forever to get back on, and I end up having dead air. So, I'm here, and that song, by the way, that was Drake Bell with "I Found a Way," and I hope he wins too, the Super Bowl. Brett Favre.
Yeah.
You know, he still has a shot. He's one of four quarterbacks that still has a shot of winning a Super Bowl this year. So,
you think he'll retire?
I think that my opinion on that is that if he ends up, I think he's going to end up trying to play football out of a wheelchair when he's 75. And he's going to throw a pass and then collapse on the field and die. I think that's what's going to happen with him.
Hey.
He's going to die playing football. That's what I'm saying.
No, he's going to retire. He has nothing left for the conference.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know,
what else does he have the conference?
Now, wouldn't that be the ultimate stick it in your face to the Green Bay Packers if their arch rival, the Minnesota Vikings, wins the Super Bowl with their former quarterback?
Yep. He could say, "Look what you've done to me, and look what I'm done now."
Uh huh.
I won another Super Bowl.
Uh huh.
That'll be sad.
Yeah.
But you know that Drew Brees could win it for the first time.
Yeah.
The Jets could win it for a second time.
Yeah, they haven't won it in how many years?
Since Joe Namath.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
She said he's going for.
Going for Indy.
Indy.
And Minnesota.
I'm going for Indy and New Orleans.
If you go Daryl, if you go for Indy and Indianapolis, you can't lose.
Why?
That's a joke, man. That's a joke.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Yeah. You know what would be the upset?
What?
If the Jets pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah, if they do pull it off, that would be an definitely be an upset. Now, that would be interesting to say the least. And
if they did it, you think they got a chance against either one of the teams?
You know, I think they might have a chance, but you know, I don't know. But they are playing in a dome stadium, and you know, we'll wait and see what happens with that. And yeah.
You know what? I think it's messed up there in the Pro Bowl first. You ain't gonna get to see the good players.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the players, like, you know, no matter whoever wins this week will not be playing next week.
No,
the Pro Bowl.
They can't.
Yeah. And
they can't afford to get hurt.
And the thing is, if Minnesota wins, they got 9 players going to the Pro Bowl. 9.
Hey, well, guess what? There's going to be 9 other players taking their place.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
Now, if Minnesota don't go, then they can go to the Super Bowl, to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And you know what? I doubt if they go.
Mm-hmm.
They should have kept the Pro Bowl like it was.
Yeah. Well, they have to.
Because
I'm just going to say they have to do something to fill in that week, you know.
Yeah.
So. I think it's stupid that they wait 2 weeks between the conference championships and the actual
Super Bowl.
The actual, you know, Super Bowl. So, luckily, they're filling it in this year with the Pro Bowl. So
we got 3 minutes left in my show. As in my show, you got a 15 minutes with Steve. His is going to be a musical show.
Yeah,
and I hope you enjoy it. He has some nice music.
Horrible.
Now, if you ask my wife, she says, "Oh, horrible."
I have over 400 songs in my collection. So,
see, she said you don't know how to do a country show.
How to do a country show?
Yeah, because she said you don't know how to do a country show.
I haven't done any country shows.
That's what she said. You don't
okay.
know how to do any country
All
right.
show. Well, you know what? I will. One day this week at the Sun Valley Inn, because I will be live on location from the Sun Valley Inn. Basically, that means I'm working. Okay.
Yeah.
and I kind of get paid to do my shows, you know. But anyway, I will be live on location this week. One of my shows this week. Now it'll be at 2:00 in the morning your time. She'll have to be up for it for 3 hours. She'll have to be
and
up for it.
And he'll do it one time this week. He said you have to be up for it.
Not 12:00 my time, I'm not.
You heard her?
All right, well, she'll have to download the download. So, all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye to my co-host. Thank you for a fun hour. And so we're going to continue on now. That was Daryl Host, my co-host from Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're going to continue on now. And this is Cherry Bomb here on KSLP Internet Radio. If you'd like to call in and say hello, you may do so at 317-850-1572, 347-850-1572. We will be on the air for another 1 hour, and this is Cherry Bomb here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you for listening this morning, this afternoon, whenever. Just thank you for listening.
That's when it spoke was spoke, and who it was.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. 5:06 in the p.m. here in the beautiful Sun Valley Resort in Sun Valley, Idaho. It is 29 degrees outside, and I'm going to try something new. I'm going to see how many family members I can get on the phone at the same time. So bear with me while we try this. This is something brand new that I'm trying. And we'll see how well this works, if it works, which we don't know if it's going to work. But we're going to see how many family members we can get on here at the same time. So just one second, y'all. So, if anybody wants to call in, they may do so at 347. I don't know why I put 317. It's 347-850-1572. And, okay. So, we're going to start with my stepmother and see if we can get her on the air. See if she'll answer the phone. This is so much fun. Well, okay. Well, let's try somebody else, shall we? Some reason it wouldn't go through, so that's quite all right. We're gonna try somebody else here. Let me look at my little phone book and. No. We'll just wait and see what happens. But like I said, if you want to call in 347-850-1572, we'll get back to the music in just a second. Let's try my grandmother. Let's see. I haven't talked to her in a while. So. Takes a minute to hold on a second, y'all. Sorry about this, but this is all about doing a live show, you know. Okay. So we're gonna try to. Okay, so we're going to try this here and see what happens and try to get a hold of somebody in my family just to say hello.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 90.
Okay, well, can't seem to get a hold of anybody. So, all right, let's go ahead and play another song, and then we're going to try again in a minute. And try to get a hold of
somebody in a minute. All right, well, okay. This is George Harrison here on KSLP Internet Radio. This is Got My Mind Set on You.
Recognize my face. Say you don't care to go to that kind. Saturday, and I'm seeing that bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Don't you remember?
Your favorite radio station in your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never sleeps.
Carry me. There's a bridge across the great divide.
Radio. Good afternoon to you, 5:25 in the p.m. here in the beautiful Sun Valley area, Sun Valley, Idaho. I am your host, DJ Stevie P., and that was The Great Divide by Point of Grace. And we're going to try another call-out. Give me just a second here. Sorry, it's an experimental show, so what can I say? I just want to say thank you to those that are actually listening, both of you out there, whoever you may be. Thank you. And all right, so just one second, and I'll have this. I'll try to. Let's see if we can do this here. Okay, let's see here. Bear with me, folks. We're going to try to, the way this thing works, it only works sometimes, so. Okay. Well. Okay, and, it's a live show, so I'm gonna check with my mother and see how she's doing. So we got 32 minutes left of the show, people. So I don't think people are answering because they don't know the number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system, 407.
Okay, well, these, nobody's answering because they don't recognize the number. So that's fine. I won't do anybody else today. We'll get back to the music. We got 30 minutes left. So this is... Let's see here. Okay. All right, here we go. Here's a little Vanessa Carlton for you here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Making my way downtown, walking fast. This path and I'm homebound. There I'm blankly hatched, making a way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall.
Time went past me by, oh, 'cause you know I.
making my way downtown, walking fast, faces past, and I'm homebound.
In the park. perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. Cause the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing bye bye, Mr. American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
I want to cry. Johnny just walked through the door like a queen with her king. Oh, what a birthday surprise! Judy's wearing his ring. It's my party and I cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Oh, it's my party and I cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, back from the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by. We'll be right back.
KSLP Internet Radio. Good afternoon. 5:49 in the p.m. here in beautiful 31 degrees Sun Valley, Idaho. We are broadcasting live from our KSLP Internet Radio studios. Thank you for listening today. Of course, during the first hour, we had Daryl Wynn on doing his sports show with me. And he saved my butt there because my internet temporarily went out. So luckily, I didn't have dead air. I was able to have him talk, and so just go from there. But anyway, we got 9 minutes left. That was That Thing You Do by The Wonders. And we're going to wrap the show up with some Counting Crows. And who else? Let's see. Train. And we're going to start this set out with the Beatles here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you so much for listening today. I probably won't do a show again until tomorrow night, live from the beautiful Sun Valley Inn in Sun Valley, Idaho. And that will be a three-hour show that will either come on at 11:30 p.m. Mountain Time or midnight Mountain Time. Not sure yet. Still trying to work out all the kinks there. But anyway, this is the Beatles with Can't Buy Me Love here on KSLP Internet Radio. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Can't buy me love.
Shit. They paid paradise and put up a fucking lie. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paid paradise and put up a fucking lie. Took all the trees and put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. Nom, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You paid paradise and put up a fucking lie. It took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a fucking lie. And now, now, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a fucking lie.